Yom Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yom HaBavli, Dav Vav. We begin Yerushalmi on the base of the base, 7 lines up from the foot of the page. Amar Belozer, Rabbi Yosi. Amar Belozer, Rabbi Yosi, Pasha Dulan, Shebecholuk Lavan, Shemesh Moshe, Bekuna Gedola. Belozer, Rabbi Yosi said it's obvious to us that, that Moshe served as a Kohen Gadol during the Miluim in a white linen cloak. Amar Betanchum Bar Yudan Betanila Kol Shivas Yemei Hamiluim Hayam Moshe Meshamish Bikun Gedola Leishas Shchina Al Yadav. And we bring support that Betanchum Bar Yudan said from the Baisa, all 7 days of the Miluim Moshe served as Kohen Gadol and the Shchina didn't rest there through him. Again Shelov Ash Awin Bigdei Kahuna Gedola Meshamish Shals Shchina Al Yadav Ma'atayma Ki Hayayim Hashem Nira Aleichem. Once Aaron wore the Big Day Kohen Gadol and served, the Shechina rested there through him. And we learn this from the Pasuk there in Perek Tes Pasuk Dalet, because on this day I appeared to you, which implies that Moshe did not wear Big Day Kohen Gadol. V'yesi b'chanina, boy, asir sa'ifa, heich kreva, chetzi ha'kreva, oi shleim ha'kreva. V'yesi b'chanina asked that how was the asir sa'ifa offered on the 8th day of the Miluim? Was half offered in the afternoon, or was all of it offered even the half in the morning before Aaron's inauguration? In Madichsiv, Vayavah Moshe v'Aaron Eloi Amoyed, Malamed Shalai Ba Imoy Alamdoi Amase HaKtoyos. We expound in the Sifra that since it says in the Pasuk Vayikra Peyak Tes Pasuk Chav Gimel, and Moshe came, and Aaron came to the Eloi Amoyed, this teacher that he came only to teach him about how to offer the Ketoyos. Hada'ama chetziyam kreiva in tema shleima kreiva nisni al-masi keturis al-asi ha-seifa. We can infer this teaches that half was offered, because if you say that all was offered, then the sefer should teach that he came to teach him about the keturis and the asi ha-seifa. Amar v'tanchum ba-yudan v'lai v'abayas shibifnim anan kaimen kvar limdu avoyda shibachutz. And v'tanchum ba-yudan rejects that and says, no, the pasuk discusses avoyda done inside the heichel, and therefore Moshe needed to enter. He already taught him the avoidance done outside.